call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, flying there under the sea.
It is my boat, Brother Felipe. Felipe, Adelfem. Mua esos tins oímos.
Who is he?
I don't know. An old friend of Flipper's, I guess. You can see they know each other.
Wonder why he's anchored out here.
Let's go ask him.
Friends of the Philippas, yes?
Yeah, we're his best friends. But his name's Flipper.
Call him Flipper, if pleases you. But his name is Philippas. Believe me, I should know.
I'm Sandy Rex. He's my brother, Bud. Our father's chief warden of the preserve.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Alex Dimopoulos. Echis Calus Philus. I'm sorry, I'm telling you, Philippas, he has such nice friends.
What is that, Mr. Dinopoulos?
Greek, naturally, our mother tongue. What other language would I use to my brother Philippas? But I'm forgetting my manners. Please, come aboard. Be my guests.
Gee, I didn't even know Flipper had a brother.
Can't you see Mr. Dinopoulos is just kidding us?
No, Alex is not joking. Listen, and you will understand. The Greeks are an old seafaring people. Our lives have always been tied to the sea. And we have an ancient belief that when a sailor dies in the sea, his soul enters the body of a dolphin. Dolphins have always been the friends of the seafarer. It is because they are kin to each other. I had a young brother. His name was Philippas. And he was a sailor. One day, A long time ago, his ship went down in a storm, and Philippus was lost. The sea had claimed him. Today, in my time of need, when the sea was reaching out to claim me, my brother Philippus appeared in his dolphin's body and rescued me.
I knew there was something special about you, Mr. Denopolis. The way Flipper liked you and all. Isn't that great, Flipper finding his brother? I can hardly believe it.
Yeah, me too. Where did you get the sponges, Mr. Demopolis?
Down below. They grow thick along the ledge. Scuba gear I used. After 45 years of diving the hard hat, today I taught myself to cut a sponge in the scuba gear. Old Alexis not sold, eh? I'll teach them Alexis not yet ready for the rocking chair. Yes, yes, you're right, little brother. How their eyes will widen when they see all the sponges from this one day's haul, eh?
This is marine preserve territory. You can't cut sponges here.
Look, see for yourself. Down there are full beds, crowded, beautiful.
But if you take those sponges, it's poaching. That's against the law.
Against the law? How can it be? This is the ocean. God made it. He made the sponges. He made the sponge divers. He made me, Alex Demopoulos, one of the best sponge divers of all.
Gee.
But this is a marine preserve. You have to stop, Mr. Demopoulos.
I will stop when my boat will be piled high up to here. Then I will return home, and once more my people will say, Alex Demopoulos is the greatest sponge diver of them all. The king.
Will they crown you?
I'm sorry, Mr. Demopoulos, but I'm going to have to tell my father you're poaching out here.
Tell your papa. He will understand. Old Alex is doing what God wants him to do.
Come on, bud.
So long, Mr. Denopoulos.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Goodbye, my friends. Come back again. Come back soon, little brother.
He'd be glad to take it easy. Just sit around all day, nothing to do, no worries.
Not Grandpa. He thinks we're mistreating him. Well, I hope that storekeeper knew what he was talking about, because if we don't find him around here, I'm going to the police.
You can't. He'd be too ashamed.
Oh, I don't care, as long as he's found. Buying scuba gear at his age. Now, what does he think he's going to do with it anyway? Now, that's his boat. I don't see Grandpa. He's poaching.
He must know these are protected waters.
Poaching laws wouldn't mean anything to him. Should have brought our gear along. Well, I guess I'll have to wait for him. No use your hanging around, Nick. Why don't you go ashore, huh? Find a phone, let him know we've located him.
Will do, Tommy.
Make him understand that, but I sure didn't get through to him. And he said you wouldn't call it poaching either.
Well, he's got a real surprise coming, doesn't he? You boys go home and eat your lunch. I'll take care of Mr. What's his name?
Mr. Dinopoulos.
Mr. Demopoulos.
Demopoulos. I'll take care of him.
Gee, Sandy, I don't know.
Don't know what?
Well, about snitching on Mr. Dinopoulos.
When we help Dad protect the preserve, it's not snitching.
Yeah, but telling on Flipper's brother.
Oh, come on, bud. You know Flipper's not Mr. Demopoulos' brother.
Mr. Demopoulos said so. Anyway, I wouldn't like you getting arrested. How do you think Flipper's gonna feel if Dad puts his brother in jail?
Porter Rick, I'm the warden of this Marine Reserve, and you're poaching in preserve waters.
You've got it wrong, Warden. I just drifted in here.
Now, that's funny. You've got a hookout.
Well, it was just so beautiful, I thought I might lay to for a while.
These sponges look fresh. You dried off pretty fast. Where's your diving gear?
I told you, Warden, I just drifted in here.
Well, I'm taking you and these sponges in. Get in the line.
Now, you look, mister, you charged me with poaching. You know where to find me, but I am not going with you now.
Yes, you are. Do I have to throw you in?
Okay, Warden, you win, you win.
We're gonna take the sponges out of your boat, put them in mine while I check you up.
Why don't you tell me he told me was stealing my sponges, eh? All right, stop yelling. Stop. I know you tried to warn me. That grandson of mine. What's the matter with him? He thinks I can't get any more sponges? I will show him.
You arrested the wrong man.
That's not Flipper's brother.
Are you sure?
Dad, didn't we tell you? Mr. Demopoulos is an old man.
Flipper's older brother.
No, you didn't tell me. You and the old man partners?
I work alone. I was poaching out there. You saw my boatload. How can I deny it?
Now you're telling fibs.
You don't know what you're talking about. There was no old man. I was on the boat alone.
Mr. Demopoulos was on the boat alone.
No, I'm the poacher.
Well, that's very interesting. Two witnesses say you're innocent, and you say you're guilty.
Kids, what do they know, huh? Look, you take me in. I'll pay the fine. We'll get it over with.
Could be jail, too. You resisted arrest. Want to change your story? Sandy, finish your lunch while I refuel the launch. Bud, you're coming along, too.
My sponges! You're against me. You're on Tom's side. Everybody's against me. Everybody.
Grandpa!
A terrible boy. From your own grandpapa, you steal sponges.
Grandpa, please.
You and the others are saying I'm too old to dive anymore. All day long, I've been down there cutting sponges.
Grandpa, listen, will you listen?
Shut up! Do not interrupt me. You should be ashamed. My own grandson, stealing my sponges.
Don't listen to him. He didn't take those sponges.
I took. Ask the children. They saw me how many I had. I had enough to prove. I'm still a fine diver.
Bring him aboard.
Speak up, Alex. Speak up.
He did it, Dad. He's the poacher, honest.
Come aboard, please.
Come on, Grandpa. I'm telling you the truth.
I believe you. Now, Mr. Demopoulos, you are guilty of poaching. And you're guilty of obstructing justice. Just a minute. Now, there's a question of punishment here. But I think Flipper solved that problem for us. When he overturned your boat, those sponges went right back where they belong. Of course, in doing so, he destroyed the evidence. But I think he had that in mind, too. Now, if we take these sponges, put them back where they belong, the park will be out nothing. Have you ever taken sponges out of this marine preserve before?
No, he hasn't. I should know. We've always worked together.
It looks to me like Mr. Demopoulos might make a good partner. You know, forcing a man to retire when he's still strong and anxious to work can cause a lot of problems. Many families have made some very big mistakes. With some very good intentions.
Grandpa,
How about you and I? We become partners again, huh?
Partners. Partners. All right. I will take you back.
Okay.
Okay. I do not yet understand about this business. Here, a man can fish. And there, a man cannot. Micah will teach me, and I will not fish in your waters again.
And I will not press charges against you.
Then you'll be king again, Mr. Dinopolis. Does that make Flipper a prince?
Hello, Brother Felipe!
Hi, Uncle Flipper!
Do you really think Flipper was Mr. Dinolvius' brother?
What, do you think so?
Nah, I've been thinking, and it couldn't be, because Flipper belongs to our family.
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do. Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
Flipper.